KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:07, we have a partly cloudy sky and 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day. A high of 91, east-southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight into Thursday with a low of 70. We picked up 1/10 of an inch of rainfall overnight here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this afternoon at the Schuler Media Center. During the 4 p.m. session, the board will review the strategic plan and discuss district goals for the 2021-22 school year. They'll also act on open enrollment applications and two resignations, Megan Muherter, middle school special education paraeducator, and Carrie Dennison, English language learner paraeducator. The board will also act on contract recommendations for Stephanie Claver, bus monitor, Monty Dressler, bus mechanic and school bus route driver, and Chris Kennedy, substitute car route driver and preschool bus monitor. The meeting will be viewable on YouTube, the link to which is in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the state education departments of 64 schools will receive federal coronavirus funding for mental health services. The department's Bradley Niebling says there are a variety of services.
For example, school-based mental health services, things like behavioral health screenings, therapy.
He says the money can also be spent on training for teachers.
Youth mental health and child mental health, first aid training. So those trainings help educators learn how to identify students that may have some mental health needs going on and how to refer them for additional help. And finally, districts can use those dollars for suicide prevention training, helping raise awareness around the issues and reducing stigma around getting help for suicide prevention.
Niebling says the need for these types of training and programs has increased.
We've seen across the country a rise in mental health needs for students, things like isolation, anxiety, depression, and that's certainly the case here in Iowa as well. So these dollars are really aimed at providing additional help to schools as they try to meet the additional needs that students have had as a result of the pandemic.
And he says they had 130 schools apply for the grant funding.
We did make sure that the applications that we received met those review criteria, so it wasn't any district that applied got money. They had to meet those criteria.
Niebling says there is a 10-day appeal period for those schools who did not win a grant, but then the money will go out to those schools. Locally, grants were awarded to Lewis Central School District, Underwood, and Woodbine School Districts. Lewis Central received a grant for $184,000, Underwood $70,000, and Woodbine $38,000. Two people have been charged with stealing copper from electrical substations in northwest Iowa, which authorities say caused several power outages and thousands of dollars of damage. Monona County Sheriff Jeff Pratt said 40-year-old Craig Keller of Onawa and 30-year-old Whitney Reinick of Takema, Nebraska, were arrested Monday. Monona County authorities received numerous calls last Saturday about fires at electrical substations in the western half of the county. Utility workers discovered someone had removed copper from the grounding rods in those substations. Pratt estimated it will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair the damage. Officials with the Atlantic Police Department report 33-year-old James Erickson of Atlantic was arrested Friday on Cass County warrants. The warrants were for possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and reckless use of fire or explosives. Erickson was booked into the Cass County Jail. Also arrested August 20th was 34-year-old Clara Moore of Harlan and 46-year-old Kelly Templeton of Atlantic. Moore was arrested for public intoxication, while Templeton was arrested for OWI. On August 21st, 30-year-old Devin Gardner of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear, and 34-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic was arrested for OWI. Each of those individuals had remained in the Cass County Jail, according to the jail roster, as of August 23rd. The trial for an Audubon man charged in a Manning break-in last month will take place in Carroll County District Court on October 19th. Court records show 25-year-old Zeth Lee Peterson filed not guilty pleas to 6 felony counts. His pretrial conference will be on October 14th. Peterson is accused of entering the Manning Service Center during the early morning hours of July 23rd. There, he allegedly stole tools and a vehicle, along with damaging the interior of the business. Peterson faces a maximum combined penalty of 35 years in prison and nearly $50,000 in fine if he's found guilty on all the charges. Well, the prosecutor says poor police work was to blame for the acquittal of a man who had been accused of killing his sister more than 2 decades ago. 52-year-old Matt Kennedy was facing a first-degree murder charge following his arrest in Montana last October. His sister, 22-year-old Kimberly Ratliff, was found dead in a car in January of 1999 with her throat slit. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur said the state's case was hurt by a lack of police work done when the victim had died. Interviews were conducted or recorded soon after the crime occurred, and Ratliff's car disappeared from Council Bluffs impound lot about 15 years ago and has never been recovered. That is a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. More online at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.